Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Why would I tell you to throw a party if you're feeling pissy? Shouldn't I respect and honor your boundaries and let you go off in the corner, be pouty, sitting there with your wounds? This is exactly what my clients are thinking whenever they work with me for the second time. The first time, yes, I want to hear your problems. I want to hear your challenges. I want to hear what's holding you back. But the second time, I ask you to start off with, tell me what's working well. What are we celebrating today? In fact, I want you to drop that down. Drop it down in the comments, drop it down in the review, whatever it is, wherever you're listening to this, the podcast channel, YouTube, social media, drop me a line that says, this is what's working well, and or this is what you want to celebrate. And this is the reason why I make my clients do this after we've worked together the first time. You have something known as your RAS, your reticular activating system. It's the go-between on your conscious and your subconscious. Your conscious, that makes a decision of the goal that you want to go after. Your subconscious is what delivers the habits and patterns, the programs, the conditioning, and the actions to get you to that goal. Now, the RAS is going to look for four things, and it's going to look in this order. The very first thing it looks for is what's painful, what does it want to avoid? But you can't live a life of avoidance. That means you're constantly moving away from things, but you're never approaching the destination of the goals that you want to receive and achieve. So it's going, what's painful? After that, it's going, oh, is this going to betray me? Is this going to cause harm? And you do need to know that so it knows how to react. But reactions are based on past pain. Responses, being response able. That's on future impact. So we got to get past those two and moving into the next two, which are what's valuable in this situation and what's unique about you and making it happen. So if you're stuck and this is what's painful and this is how I've been betrayed, you keep creating the same loops of going around again and again, but never making any progress. This is the reason why I ask, what's working well? What are we celebrating? You know, it's interesting. In the New Testament, whenever something that's lost is found, there's a party. In fact, the parables in Matthew talks about a woman who's lost a coin. It was part of a set. And then when she finds it, she uses that to throw a party for finding it. The prodigal son, we're all familiar with that one, that whenever there's a return home, a party is thrown in his honor. When I ask you, what's working well? What are we celebrating? I am using a foundational principle that says that what you're recognizing isn't something that you've just learned. It's not something brand new. It's something that you lost along the way. There was confusion, chaos, crisis, drama, and there was an aspect of you that got buried underneath all of it. I am just wanting you to bring it to the surface because there happens to be a subconscious rule that says what is realized will be amplified and accelerated. what's focused on comes to fruition. And whenever I ask you to begin to recognize the aspects of you that you're beginning to use again, they were lost, but now they're found. Oh, the subconscious goes, oh, this is what you want? Oh, great. Then we'll throw a party and we'll use it even more. This is the reason why typically on a second session, sometimes even a third, whenever I ask my clients, so what's working well? What are we celebrating? And they're like, oh, really? I'm coming to you for painful problems. And I'm like, yeah, we'll get into even better if in a moment. But what's working well? What's celebrating or celebratory? They'll tell me. And then as the session goes on, they're like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And then there was this. And wait, I forgot to tell you about that. And then they begin to recognize even more in greater amounts who they really are and how they're bringing that about to achieve. So, what's working well for you today? What is it that you want to celebrate? Yeah, we still need to address that pain and we need to give it a purpose for progress. But let's go ahead and start with the best parts of you and let's build on that. It's time to reach greater heights of success with less effort by bringing about the parts of you that are ready for your excellence. What I've been sharing with you is part of Your Time to Thrive. See, we can get stuck in a healing process, but what's beyond the healing? Well, there's growth, and then there's goals, and then there's vision. And Your Time to Thrive is a very special membership where you access a course or a live event with me every single month that is going to teach you this process. So that way you're not dependent upon someone else for your progress. Instead, you're empowered to be able to make upgrades on your own. And then whenever you hit a block that just seems to be too much for you to get over, that's when you bring in someone for assistance. So this membership is only open for the next few days. Go to dawnlandrum.com and you'll see all the details when you click on the tab that says Time to Thrive.